The Arizona and Maricopa County Departments of Transportation are working with researchers at the University of Arizona on new connected vehicle technology. The testing in Anthem deals in part of a national effort to develop safety systems for autos, in which they can talk to each other and share information about where they're going and where they are. Larry Head, a professor of systems and industrial engineering at U of A, is part of the group working on this, and he joins me. So, Larry, how exactly does it work?
It's kind of the equivalent of the Internet of Things safety belts, if you will. So they're going to add safety systems to cars using this vehicle-to-vehicle communication. But since the vehicles are talking to each other, we can listen in the infrastructure and say, oh, we know where the vehicles are, and make better decisions for traffic management. And specifically, the work that we're doing with Maricopa County DOT and Arizona DOT is with traffic signals and ramp meters. So we're listening to the connected vehicles as they drive around, and then we decide we can adapt the signal timing to give better timing and better service to the vehicles. You wouldn't have to wait if there's no other cars coming on the other approaches, for example. And then specifically, we're developing, using the connected vehicle technology to develop priority system for special classes of vehicles, like emergency vehicles, transit vehicles, trucks, maybe electric vehicles or you know, energy-efficient vehicles.
Is the main goal here safety?
Yeah, the number one goal is safety. But on top of safety, we can improve mobility and we can improve the environment. I can give you an example of environmental improvement. Is we're looking at a project in Maricopa County on MC-85, and there's a lot of warehouses and factories there. And if the trucks were equipped with these devices that we put in cars for testing and could send requests to the traffic signals, then we could move them through the signals without them having to stop and accelerate. If they don't accelerate, they don't generate nearly as much pollution. If they don't stop, they don't tear the pavement up.
How prevalent is this device in cars that are currently on the road?
Well, that's the real exciting part, is the NHTSA, which is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, is right on the verge of passing a rule that every new car manufactured in the U.S. will be required to have one of these devices. The first car to come off the production line with the technology will be the 2017 Cadillac CTS. So next year, midsummer, you should start seeing cars come off the line that have these devices in them. And then, of course, Toyota and Honda and others are following right in behind.
In order for the system to really work, do you have a sense of what percentage of cars would need to have this in them? Because it obviously takes a long time to sort of cycle through everybody who has a car to get a newer one that would have this in it. Then you also have, you know, historic cars and, as you said earlier, trucks and other types of vehicles in them.
Yeah, so that's a really good question, because in the safety realm, if you don't have two equipped vehicles encounter each other, then there's no benefit. So you need the market penetration rate to be up high enough so that enough of the safety encounters have equipped cars. That number for safety is probably in the 20 to 30% range. On the traffic signal side and on the traffic management side, we can see benefits a lot earlier. Even if 1 or 2 or 3% of the vehicles are equipped, we get to measure or observe the performance measures of the cars moving. And from that data, we can notice, look, this traffic signal has a lot of delay on this left turn. This is the first time in the industry that we've had the fidelity of data to really do performance assessment by movement, by mode. And so that's one of the really exciting parts.
Even with all this data, though, am I right that you still need the people who are behind the wheels to be paying attention and doing their best to keep themselves and the people around them safe?
Right. And so we need drivers to be more aware. Several ways that we can do that is by in the vehicles having better situational awareness data. If you buy a new car now, you'll get lane keeping data. You'll get all kinds of information about what's going on around you from your sensors, blind spot sensors and such. Now with connected vehicle data, it's not just the car that you can sense in front of you. It's several cars down the road. When it hits its brakes, you could receive information about that, and your car can react in a better manner.
Larry Head is a systems and industrial engineering professor at the University of Arizona. We are talking about his work on connected vehicle technology here in Arizona. Larry, thank you very much.
Thank you.